wait till Christmas Eve and have your heart attack. Go there tomorrow. I'm serious about this part of it. Sometimes a simple test will give a clue, and you can avoid going through all that. It's from 8 till 5 tomorrow. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 as well, but tomorrow, free wellness checks all day. That's Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook. And the address is 4081 Highway 14 in Millbrook. And we thank them again for joining us. Two really outstanding women. Let's see, Brant will be joining us in about 6 or 7 minutes to tell us why the market finally put the brakes on the... I mean, I'll tell you, it's every day seeing 500-600 points. You do start to wonder where all this is going. He'll tell us next.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're watching traffic stream out of the downtown area on Madison, then to Atlanta Highway. Be careful. Also coming out onto Arba and to 85 North, out around Taylor Road. Not too bad right now, but that'll be changing when all that group from downtown starts hitting the exit ramp there at Taylor Road. Right now, doing okay. The Toyota-thon is going on with great savings. Plus, you can go to ReinhardtToyota.com, press the big green button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Local news at 503.
From CBSA at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Virginia College students in Montgomery looking for new options for school are now attending informational meetings at Trenholm State Community College. The Alabama Career Center System is also holding an emergency meeting for students and employees displaced by Virginia College's closure. A man charged in the shooting that led to a police killing of a black man in a crowded shopping mall in Hoover on Thanksgiving is asking a judge to lower his bond. An attorney for 20-year-old Aaron Brown has filed a request to reduce his bail from $125,000 to $60,000. Brown is jailed on an attempted murder charge in the wounding of a teenager who was shot at the Galleria Mall. A responding officer shot and killed a mantic E.J. Bradford Jr., apparently believing he was the suspect. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Thank you, Jeff. 504, where is the...
Adorable.
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a great start to this week, but we have some weather changes on the way right around the corner. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature 42. Tomorrow, I think the high temperature will make the low 60s again. Clouds will be on the increase. I can't rule out a small chance of a shower during the afternoon. Then rain becomes likely Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night, and then ending after the first half of the day Friday, turning windy and colder during the day Friday. Stay ahead of winter weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and access to all my blog updates and videos. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. Celebrate the holidays in a brand new 2019 Buick Envision Preferred from Classic Buick GMC Cadillac and save up to $8,707 off the MSRP. Just pay $25,993. Always save at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac at 833 Eastern Boulevard, Montgomery. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. Experience the new Buick. Shop online 24-7 at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Stock number KD008727. Up to $8,707 off MSRP of $34,700 with eligible trade-in and financing through GM with approved credit. All rebates to dealers. See dealer for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All I got for Christmas was this ugly sweater.
This ugly sweater.
It makes me look just like Nat King Cole.
He's unforgettable.
All my friends got better things than this ugly sweater.
Ugly, 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 ugly.
Thank you very much, and I'm gonna take it back. You'd better give me the receipt.
You should see this ugly sweater.
Ugly, unattractive, ugly sweater. He looks like crap in his Christmas sweater. Christmas was this ugly sweater.
Ugly sweater.
Andy Williams wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
He sings Moon River.
All my friends got golf clubs. Me, I got this sweater. That's way too small for you. And I'm gonna take it back. You better give me the receipt.
You should see this ugly sweater.
Ugly, unattractive, ugly sweater. He looks like crap. It's ugly, it's itchy, and it's frightening to children. Merry, 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 merry Christmas sweater. Merry, 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 merry Christmas sweater. Merry, 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 merry Christmas sweater. Merry, 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 merry Christmas sweater.
No ugly sweaters here today, and no ugly numbers in the market today, so let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. And I got to admit, I was relieved today to see the brakes put on these 500-point drops.
Yeah, no kidding. I was, too. You know, we started the day off well from the get-go. So, I think what we're seeing here is the market trying to contemplate what I've been talking about for so long. What is the Fed going to say tomorrow? What are they going to do? You know, what's the language going to be about next year, et cetera, et cetera? And I think we're beginning to see, hopefully, a near-term bottom, you know, being put in. You know, yesterday down, today up a little bit. And so we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. We'll get the decision from the Fed and see where we go from there.
You know, I have a friend that's got a pretty sizable portfolio, has saved diligently for years, but these drops since Powell started screwing around with the Fed, with the interest rate back in October, I think it was, the Dow has gone down like 2,700 points, and he's lost I'm lucky. In fact, I'm writing about you in my January magazine column for Boom.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad you bring that up, my friend.
You're on the cover.
Well, that is true. That is true. But, you know, I'm honored to be sort of that featured person or whatever, but I don't want to hijack the conversation.
No.
What you're talking about, but I did tell Joey off the air. I said, you know, and I didn't plan it this way. It just absolutely happened this way. So maybe it's apropos, divine intervention. I don't know. But so Jim Watson, you know, he sends me this Word document with all these questions.
Yeah.
That he wants me to answer, you know, and it's and the whole purpose is to really get to the heart of who I am and what makes me tick and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so on this one question, he wants to know a little bit about, you know, how the show has done and how it's been for me and our firm. And of course, I do some television stuff, too, and I write and right. I give speeches and all that. And so he wanted me to sort of elaborate on how all that's helped. And so I did that. And I said, okay, this is a good point to stop. I've got to call the show. And I looked down, and the next question is this. What's it like working with Greg Budell?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So I think what we need to do for the rest of the show is have people call in and give me advice on what I should say. And maybe Joey and whoever else.
Well, Brent,
because I chuckle, and you know, because I can do this. You know how it is when you're writing. You could take different tracks, but he wants me to be honest, and so.
Believe me, no, I am. It's just like I did with our boss. He was on the cover back in May or June.
Yes.
And I wrote an article called Cover Boy. Now I'm not going to use the same title with you. It's called Mr. Right on the Money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a mixture of gleaning what I've learned from you. Talking to you just about 4 or 5 days a week for so many years now, and some of the hilarious financial blunders I've made before you, basically the gist of is that where were you in the 80s when I really needed you? I think you'll appreciate it because I've actually made more mental notes than maybe you realize during these chats we've had.
Well, that's great. That's absolutely great. I did not know you were doing that. So obviously, I can't wait to read that. I can tell you when I answer this question, I'm going to go into the full, all the meltdowns, the jugulars about to bust out of your neck,
mm-hmm.
Broken equipment, things being slung across the room.
Oh, well, I mean, did I actually do that?
Those are the Obama years, though. I'll get that part out of the way.
And I was simply raging on behalf of the people who invest in our country and deserve a better result than what they were getting. That's what that was all about.
That's right. That's right.
You
know, I do, you know, the one thing, and I will in all seriousness, because it's crazy because I go around the city and I'll just be out, whatever, even the weekend, shopping, whatever it is, and people will say, hey, you're that guy that does the thing with Greg. And I say, yeah, that's right. And they go, tell me what it's really like. Is he really like that? I mean, it's they always ask that question.
Well,
and
I say, I just don't rage here every day. It happens when it happens.
It's not contrived whatsoever. I tell them that. I say, no, it's real. You know, when I'm in studio with Joey, we can see it coming. The listener really can't. But when we're looking at you and we see you starting to sort of coil,
mm-hmm.
then Joey and I start to push away.
Brent, we should have a photo of the three of us with and we'll have you and Joey Photoshop wearing helmets.
That's exactly right. But, you know, hey, no, it's all real because you are passionate. Everything you talk about is you're so full of passion and you're real and you're honest, and that's why people love listening to you. And that's why you do have these meltdowns, because you just know what's right and you can't take it. So I get it. I'm that way a little bit myself, but man,
I told my friend as best I could, I said, you know, there are players in our government, we're seeing this now with this whole FBI thing, who are permanently there. I've seen the line used in movies, you know, presidents come and go, but the FBI is forever. Well, there are other places in the government, too, where people are appointed by presidents and they remain entrenched. You can't get rid of them. There's civil service or there's some stupid law that doesn't hold them accountable. Just like we are in the private sector, you don't do your job, you lose it. It's pretty simple. But we have a big chunk of our government is accountable to nobody and is very free to manipulate things against a politician they may not care for too much. And I have been very suspicious. I mean, for 8 years, that roaring economy that Barack Obama built for us, we didn't raise the interest rates once, maybe once a quarter point. And then now that we finally got some, you know, an economy roaring, and even if you hate him for everything else, the one thing you could not say is that Trump didn't jumpstart this country into a period of prosperity. And it's almost like there's a cabal somewhere behind the scenes that wants it to slow down. In fact, Bill Maher, noted liberal moron, on his own show said, you know, I hate to say it, folks, but what we really need here is a big recession, because that way Trump can't take credit for the economy and we can get rid of him.
Oh, I know.
People think like that and would say that, you know, come out and say something that destructive about their country, that depresses me no end.
Yeah, it is. It's appalling. And if it was the other way around, they'd be calling us anti-American and having protests and boycotting. And I mean, that, you know, throwing things through your window and all kinds of things like that. But no, I mean, listen, I think this year it's been a little bit frustrating, and they want to try to make a mountain out of a molehill. Mm-hmm. You know, but as a matter of fact, we've been doing client reviews. We talk about all these things that you're talking about now, and the things I bring up. And it's really great for me, because I get to bring up my giant charts and all of that, and really kind of go through it and explain to everyone, look, we had a great year in 17, and once you understand the big picture, that the Fed had to fight off Obama essentially for 2 years, and now you've got a functioning Washington that's been trying to, you know, do some things and get the economy rolling, and they have. And 2017 was a great year, and this year's been a little tougher for a wide variety of reasons, but you just have to stay in it long term. And I think the future is bright. I think that, you know, 2019 is going to be a good year, and we're going to put a lot of this stuff in the rear view. But the problem is, and it'll be interesting. You mark my words, 19 is going to be a really unique year, because House Democrats are going to do everything in their power, and I think it's going to be a bad, bad mistake when they do.
I agree.
They're going to do everything in their power to discredit Trump and to try to bring him down by any means necessary. You can see it coming. They're already talking about wanting to roll back these tax cuts and all of that.
Oh, that's going to go over real well with the not only the business people, but, of course, the individuals who will see less money in their paychecks. They'll appreciate that. I don't know why people vote for Democrats, man. That's all they want to do is tax. Look at California. As if it isn't bad enough out there already, they want to tax text messages. And they're going to.
You talk about inflation, you know. I mean, these Democrats talk about inflation, or the deficit's going to do this, or supply side's going to do that, or whatever. And you look at all these crazy taxes out in California, and then look at the cost of living out there.
Insane.
I mean, they have the inflation in California, and that's why they have so many boom bust out there.
Yeah.
You don't see that showing up in conservative states like Alabama or others. You have a little bit more moderate ebb and flow in terms of business cycles. But you get to places that are liberal like New York and California, they have these huge, you know, booms and busts. Because of the way they run their state.
Here, well, that's the thing. I was reading an article yesterday, and I think something so far in 2018, over 1,000 businesses have fled California because of the taxes and all the government demands and all the rest. So they relocate. They're going to Montana. They're going to Idaho. They're going to Colorado. Some are going to Texas and Arizona, New Mexico. And what they're doing is they're relocating to these much more business-friendly states, and then they're bringing their liberal ideology that drove them out of California with them. They're doing it in Florida with the New Yorkers, who did nothing but complain about high taxes and how brutal it is up there. They go down to Florida, and they vote for the same stuff. And that's what I'll never understand. Don't you understand? Can't you realize you're making this move to get away from something, and then you're trying to reestablish it in another location? It's a sickness, and that's how it spreads. It really is.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see it changing anytime soon. And
I can't believe how
it's
close.
Crazy, because the country becomes further and further divided. You know, you can see it every year. It doesn't seem to get better. It just kind of gets worse. That's the one thing that concerns me about everything.
That's the media, man. They 95% Trump's approval is about 49, if I'm not mistaken, and 95% of the media coverage on him is negative, to the point where people aren't stupid. They, you know, some are willing to sop up whatever, you know, pablum they'll put out there that's anti-Trump. But I think it always comes down to, what do you see happening around you? How are you doing? How are your friends doing? Have things gotten better? And that's how Reagan re-won with 49 states in 1984. He just asked one question, are you better off today? And that's what Trump really has to work hard to do and expose these Democrats. They want to raise your taxes. So here's your choice, America. It's real crystal clear. Hopefully he'll have more press conferences and so forth so he can use the platform to get his message out, because the media is going to twist it, distort it, and do whatever they can to get rid of him. As if Vice President Pence is going to be a liberal alternative to Trump. That's the funniest thing of all, because I've been to a Mike Pence speech, and when I heard him, this is in 2009, I said, God, that guy would make a great president.
No, he really would. And you know, he is the one that is quietly behind the scenes really giving China you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I mean, you think Trump is hitting them hard. He's hitting China hard, and not just on trade and all of that, which he's doing that, of course, but he's hitting them on their entire, you know, ideological stance on how to run a country and freedom and the overall societal issues, you know, and all of that. I mean, it's pretty powerful stuff. So,
well, look, Ford, now you're coming in January, right? In studio on the 9th?
No, I absolutely am. You know, I think we decided we couldn't do it on that first Tuesday because of whatever. I think, what is it, New Year's Day is on Tuesday or something like that. So it'd probably be the following week, which would be great timing because, you know, Boone will be out and we can sit and chat about that and we can talk about the new year and so on and so forth. So that'll be good.
In the meantime, friends, I urge you to give full consideration to calling Brandt's office at 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and talk. That's it. Nobody's going to try to sell you any special programs or anything. It's all about you. Where would you like to be? Goals you would like to set up for yourself financially? Unlike me, who ignored all of that. Take it from somebody who did it wrong. This is a good thing to do, because even setting aside what seems like a minimal amount of money, over time, it adds up and it can grow. And they can show you how to do it, how to get started. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow, hopefully after another good day.
Yeah, isn't that true?
Hang in there.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, let's see. Duncan and Son predict that on Friday on the morning show, we're going to have a $500 prize on the Alabama-Oklahoma game. So we'll start taking predictions early because we know people get busy and engaged during the holidays. So that'll be Friday on the morning show. And coming up out of this break, something that Rusty Aldrich sent. I had forgotten about this lady. She's very funny. She's the fruitcake lady. And of course, fruitcake is a big Christmas time item
that people regift.
I actually think there's only been one fruitcake ever baked.
Yeah.
And it just gets passed around, regifted so many times.
Well, it's such a blessing. It's like the fish and the loaves.
Yeah.
Jesus and the sermon.
Jesus. This fruitcake is.
Thank you, Lord, for this blessing of fruitcake. I will pass it along to my neighbor.
So, anyway, I have a business event to attend. So young Joey here is going to do the final half hour of this show. And then the Joey, what you got coming? You said Southern Wood.
Yes, otherwise known as Eddie Four or Clay.
And Eddie Bader.
And Eddie Bader, yes.
Cool. The House Hunter.
Indeed.
Yeah, the guy with the antennae. Yeah, if you're thinking about property, that's the guy to call, because he can narrow it down for you. It's very overwhelming to do all that research on your own. Just tell them what you're looking for, what it's got to have, a yard, a second story, three rooms, two rooms, a big garden bath, all of those things. And then he shows you your choices in the range you're shopping in. And he lives to do that, so it'll be good to have him in at 526. And I will see you tomorrow afternoon.
See you then.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident, 3800 block of Atlanta Highway. Starting to see things bunch up a little bit, or at least get busy, 85 south into the interchange. And, of course, out around East Chase, you got a lot of company there with you. Christmas, it's alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professionals, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On the next episode of What's Working with Cam Marston, preventing workplace violence, specifically active shooters. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a few moments with the Fruitcake Lady.
Hi, this is Pat. I'm from Cypress, California. What are the chances that Santa will bring me a tall, dark, and handsome man for Christmas this year?
Now, isn't that a... That is just really too silly to answer. Is Santa Claus gonna bring her? Oh my God. Santa Claus ain't gonna bring you nothing. I mean, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life. God knows if she hadn't got a man by now, I doubt if she'll ever get one.
My name is Susie Roberts. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. We were thinking about sending out one of those Christmas newsletters this year, like other families do. Do you think this is a good idea?
Some people do that. I have a relative that does that. And they send a letter along with what everybody in the family has done. And I don't give a damn what they've done. I don't care what they've done. I mean, I always say stop sending. She sends that damn Christmas card every year. And it's like a history of the family. There's nothing more boring. Looks to me like they would learn that nobody, when I see that card come, it's on its way to the waste paper basket.
Hi, I'm Carl from Philadelphia. I'm 25, and I still can't figure out how Santa Claus can get to millions of people's houses in one night.
Did you tell me you were 25 years old, and you're still talking about Santa Claus? I mean, you must be absolutely out of your feeble mind. What the hell are you talking about? Wake up.
Hi, I'm Jeff from Burbank. Hey, Fruitcake Lady, have you been naughty or nice?
How in the world could a 93-year-old be naughty? If I was younger, I'm sure I couldn't answer that question. I would be naughty, but not 93.
Hi, I'm Mark from Hollister, California. My wife doesn't like having sex on Christmas. She says it's a holy day. Is she right?
Listen, you must have married somebody then that is not sex-minded. So I feel kind of sorry for you, but I mean, if she doesn't want to have sex even on Christmas Day, I mean, That's the time when most people really probably after eating a heavy meal and a happy and everything, that's probably when more sex goes on than any other time of the year, I would say so. I know when I was married, we used to always have sex and wild sex on Christmas Day because we were happy. That's a happy time.
Merry Christmas from the Fruitcake Lady.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guest using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Chantilly Parkway. It's going to be right there at East Chase Parkway. Be careful. Traffic busy. 85 southbound into the interchange, continuing on 65 northbound up to Prattville. You can't make it, just a little bit of extra attention. Most jewelry is 50 to 75% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving. The jewelry's got to go, and you can save just in time for Christmas. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, we're getting close to Christmas, so we got to fill out a little questionnaire here, okay? Like, who in the world possibly makes the best diamond necklace, 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold, with a beautiful diamond in it, and for just $100? Man, I don't know. I don't know that they're in the pepper tree shops. I don't know that they're open 7 days a week. I forget that this crazy guy does the commercials, but somewhere along the line, there's that shop down there. Come visit us at Marguerite's. Merry Christmas.
Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. Stop by for a free wellness check Wednesday, December 19th. Doors open 8 till 5. The wellness check includes height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and blood sugar checks. Now is a great time to donate blood. LifeSouth will be on site from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. to receive your blood donations. Remember, Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. 4081 Highway 14 in Millbrook, formerly Physical Express. 285-3222 and walk-ins welcome.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at holidayinnexpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at holidayinnexpress.com. Terms apply.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders.
A man charged in the shooting that led to a police killing of a black man in a crowded shopping mall in Hoover on Thanksgiving is asking a judge to lower his bond. An attorney for 20-year-old Aaron Brown has filed a request to reduce his bail from $125,000 to $60,000. Brown is jailed on an attempted murder charge in the wounding of a teenager who was shot at the Galleria Mall. A responding officer shot and killed a mantic E.J. Bradford Jr., apparently believing he was the suspect. Virginia college students in Montgomery looking for new options for school are now attending informational meetings at Trenholm State Community College. The Alabama Career Center System is also holding an emergency meeting for students and employees displaced by Virginia College's closure. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a great start to this week, but we have some weather changes on the way right around the corner. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature 42. Tomorrow, I think the high temperature will make the low 60s again. Clouds will be on the increase. I can't rule out a small chance of a shower during the afternoon. Then rain becomes likely Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night, and then ending after the first half of the day Friday, turning windy and colder during the day Friday. Stay ahead of winter weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and access to all my blog updates and videos. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
If my life could mimic the women in Christmas TV commercials just once, it'd be so great. Like the one where the husband buys the matching trucks and she picks his, and it has a giant red bow on it. The last guy that I went on a date with was driving a truck with red duct tape on it. Classy brake light. And look at all these jewelry commercials where everything is perfect. The lights, a gentle snow, and then the guy presents a ring box. Last Christmas, it was dark and rainy as my date presented me with a box of wine. I was even more insulted when he opened it and said, "Let's tap into tonight." But I have to admit, I'm no longer dating at 100%. I've gotten to the point where not only does my bra and underwear not match, most often my clothes don't either.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Now, that was 1 minute inside a woman's head. Given that I'm a man, my name's Joey. Now it's time for 1 minute inside a man's head, in particular, Joey's head. That any time, even a recording of a woman, she mentions her bra and panties, whether they match or not, I start to have... I can't speak very well. A little confused here. Look, it's Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Glad to be here.
No, I'm glad you're here, too. And Eddie's going to be the guest. He's here a little early, and I like it that way. But he's going to be the guest of the Joey Clark Radio Hour, along with Southern Wood. Or you might know him as 84. You might know him as Clay the Hammer Sharp. You might know him by all sorts of names. But Eddie, here's some big breaking news. This is in the LA Times today, I believe. Was it today? Yeah. Yeah. Or no, yesterday. Broken by the LA Times and the Associated Press. A 1974 New York State ban on nunchucks.
I saw this.
Yeah. It was put in place over fears that youth inspired by the martial arts movies would create widespread mayhem. Well, that nunchuck ban was ruled unconstitutional under the Second Amendment, according to a federal judge. Judge Pamela Chin.
Hmm.
Her last name is Chin.
Mm-hmm.
C-H-E-N. Pamela Chin. Chin? Chin?
Chin.
I'm not Chin. Chin. Chin, but not like the thing at the bottom of your legs, folks. That's a different way of spelling it. But anyway, she issued her ruling Friday in a Brooklyn federal court. on the martial arts weapon made famous by Bruce Lee.
How long had that been trying to get overturned?
The plaintiffs, his name is James Maloney. Rhymes with baloney.
Right.
He started his legal quest after being charged with possession of nunchucks in his home in 2000.
Good Lord.
He initially filed a complaint in 03 and appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court when the case went against him. The Supreme Court in 2010 remanded the case back down to be reconsidered in light of a Second Amendment decision it had made in another case, and Maloney filed an amended complaint later that year. Maloney had been focused on getting the part of the law overturned that banned nunchucks, two rigid rods connected at one end by a chain or rope, even in private homes. In her ruling, the judge, Shin, said the court couldn't simply take that part out and ruled that the state's law as it pertained to possessing nunchucks as well as to manufacturing, transporting, or disposing of them was in violation of the Second Amendment. And this is what's interesting. It's not just guns.
No.
Like, you have a right. The basic common sense logic of the Second Amendment is you have a right to defend yourself.
Exactly.
It is an innate natural right that everybody possesses. But apparently this ruling, and this is what's fun about some court cases, the ruling went over the history of the ban. Said it, quote, arose out of a concern that as a result of the rising popularity of kung fu movies, movies and shows, various circles of the state's youth, including muggers and street gangs, were widely using nunchaku, to cause many serious injuries.
I don't know about you, Joey, but if a guy came to me and one guy had nunchucks, the other guy had the gun, I would be more nervous about the guy with the gun than the nunchucks.
I think the nunchucks, well, and also when you read the word nunchucks, and if he didn't know it was two solid rods connected by a rope or a chain, would you be thinking about, those nuns over there are wearing some pretty stylish Converse.
I believe the word you used was rigid rods.
Rigid rods. Right. Well, actually, one of my roommates, they found nunchucks in a storage unit.
Wow.
That was left abandoned. So
wow.
I was like, why do you have nunchucks
well,
in your
obviously
car?
Someone knew it was against the law to have them, so they hid them out in the shed.
Right. Well, this is New York State. You think they're outlawing nunchucks here in Alabama?
I have never seen anybody with nunchucks that I've had any fear of. Usually, you just give them 5 minutes and they'll knock themselves out. So.
Right. Right. I shouldn't be allowed to use them. I'm not very good with tools.
Yeah. Well, you might want to use the rubber nunchucks then.
Right, right, as practice initially.
Right.
But I can change a tire. I can do basic maintenance. But when it comes to weaponry, like martial arts weaponry, I'm not good with a sword.
What about a throwing star?
I've never tried that.
I could be good with a throwing star. I used to pitch a little baseball.
It's all on the wrist, right?
That's what I think.
All on the wrist. Or it's a big thing these days is like go have a beer and throw axes.
Yes, I've seen this.
That's actually really cool.
And I've seen the YouTube videos where they throw the darts, and they'll have the bright guy standing by the dartboard, and then all of a sudden they look around and the dart's in the guy's forehead.
Dude.
I love it.
What are you doing?
I love it.
It's so painful. So painful. Well, we got to hit a break, folks. Again, coming up, Eddie Bader is a guest on the Joey Clark
Radio
Hour.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here, and so will Southern Wood. We'll be right back. Time to check some traffic.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Chantilly Parkway. It's going to be right there at East Chase Parkway. Be careful. Traffic busy. 85 southbound into the interchange, continuing on 65 northbound up to Prattville. You can't make it, just a little bit of extra attention. Most jewelry is 50 to 75% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving. The jewelry's got to go, and you can save just in time for Christmas. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas. It is the final days of shopping, so if the panic is beginning to set in, consider a new mattress. Check out the kids' mattresses or the guest room set, or is your bed shot? Mr. Sandman has a large group of mattresses on closeout at highly discounted prices. Certain memory foam and hybrids. Some of my most popular Jameson models have been discontinued. I have reduced the really nice Scott Brothers premium sets from Restonic. These are true discounts off our previous sale prices and are limited to stock on hand. All sales are final, no layaways or exchanges. A new pillow also makes a wonderful gift that will be appreciated for years. All bedroom pieces are on sale, including metal beds and headboards. Mr. Sandman will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We will be delivering Saturday the 23rd, but delivery spots will fill up. We are heavily stocked with our budget sets with a really nice queen set for $399 and some from $249. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
David Little's here from Tucker Pecan. Christmas is right around the corner. You better hurry and get your Christmas gifts, and you can do just that down at Tucker Pecan.
That's right. We've got all kinds of great gift ideas. Not only do we have candies and pecans, but we have wonderful jewelry, glass pieces, tumblers. We've got everything you can imagine for your Christmas gift. Think about this. You get a nice, beautiful bowl, handmade bowl at Tucker Pecan. Fill it with candies and pecans. We'll wrap it up. That's the perfect gift. Or if you want to give some jewelry for your Christmas gift, we've got that. Pillows, totes, purses, clothing. We've got all those great ideas at Tucker Pecan. We've got the jams of jellies for people that like to have great Southern tradition jellies, things like that. Mama's Secrets cookies, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. You just come on down there and we will fix it up and take care of your Christmas gift and make it the best ever. And you can find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey. Welcome back to the closing moments of Happy Hour. We're going to have to hit another break here soon and check traffic once again. I got to keep you folks who are driving and listening to us here on News Talk informed of any accidents out there. And by accidents, I mean car accidents, not whether or not somebody, you know, waited too long to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
We don't report on that sort of thing. Unless you want to call 272-9228 and talk about your bowel problems. Please don't. Please don't.
Be careful what you ask for there, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. Joining me right now is Eddie Bader. And, oh, look at this. It's Southern Wood. He's graced us with his presence.
So nice to see him.
How you doing?
I'm glad they didn't outlaw paddles.
Yeah.
You know, you take my nunchucks, but you come for the paddle.
Well, and that
the paddle abides, Joey.
It does. We'll get into that. We don't have enough time. I got to get to Chad here. We'll get into that. Hey, Chad, how you doing?
You can have nunchucks in New York now, so that's good.
It's remarkable, right? Yes, yeah, and this is what we just informed people about.
I actually used those when I was a teenager. Of course, I watched all the Bruce Lee movies, and me and a buddy, we made some with the swivels and everything, and they came in really handy because I had a paper route and I had some pretty vicious dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once you hit a dog with a nunchuck, they don't come after you again. You know, so we basically cut off, you know, broom handles, send them that way, but they were highly effective. Let's put it this way.
Take out a Doberman with one of those.
Well, if you've ever hit yourself with your own nunchuck, you know what that feels like.
No, I have.
Yeah, so yeah, when you do it across the shin, that's where it really hurts, or higher.
Which was interesting enough, the name of the judge.
I'll tell you this story. We had an old swing set with the monkey bars and all that stuff on it, and it ended up, it rotted down. It was 12, 13 years old.
Sure.
And as we were taking it down and we were burning it, Coleman, or Peak, as he's known now, formerly known as 42, he says, "Daddy, you know what we can do with those little bars there, the little rungs on?" He said, "Let's cut them in half, and we can make nunchucks out of them." And I was like, "Do what?" And we went to the barn down there, and we drilled holes in them, and we put little chains in between them, and we made nunchucks out of the old swing set. And
they work great, don't they?
Hey, he is. Don't mess with Peak. He is the peak of human evolution.
Oh, you sent me a video proving it, man.
Yes,
I could use one and a. I had a buddy that could do double at the same time.
And wow.
You can get pretty good at it.
Both hands?
You practice on it. So what do you guys think? You know, I'm feeling old today, and I know 84's got to be feeling too when you find out that Laverne died today, Penny Marshall.
I kind of got a little tingle when I heard that. That was sad.
Yeah, when you hear that, and you're like, oh, you know, those are the kind of, you know, people you remember. Like last year, Glenn Frey, when he died, I'm like, oh, my gosh, the Eagles, oh, my gosh. You know, it's like, and, of course, you know, I watched Laverne and Shirley like everybody else, because it was a spinoff, you know, of Happy Days. And then Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of that. You know, she was in the pilot for Mork and Mindy. Yep. Did y'all remember that?
Yep, she was in the pilot.
So that's you can pretty much trace all the shows back to one show. You know, if you look, you know, like on All in the Family, you got the Jeffersons out of that. I think you had maybe Rhoda was connected to that, Mary Tyler Moore, and they're all linked together by some common bond generally. So typically Norman Lear or somebody like that. But you know, there are milestones when you hear about people who were stars. And of course, you know, she would never be a star today, right? You know, because she doesn't have the glam look and all the other stuff.
She'd be a writer today.
She would be. Well, she was a writer. I mean, she wrote. She was the director of Big with Tom Hanks, which is a great movie.
That's right.
Yeah, and she did a couple other movies.
If you think about Big in the context of like our current times and social reforms, it's a little creepy.
Right.
Very creepy.
Right. She did. I think she also did A League of Their Own, the baseball movie. And a few others, but. So I would advise everybody to stay off the roads tonight because it's insane out here.
Really?
it's kind of crazy. I'm out running. I'm just finishing my run. And, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out now. I think people are starting to, you know, get ready to get ready and go, you know. I think a lot of folks are going to be leaving town tomorrow and Thursday, you know, getting on the road. And then the other group will be coming in, right?
It's that pre-holidays angst. Yeah. Everybody's a little edgy.
Are your children still in school, Chad, or are they out?
I have one out who's 27. He's got his own company. He's almost 27. He's got his own company with 44 employees, all right? He's 27, right?
That's awesome.
And I've got another one who's still in. She's in ninth grade. So I still have one out.
Is she done with school though? Is she through finals and all?
One final left tomorrow.
Okay,
that's it. So like Catholic and Montgomery Academy are out tomorrow, and I think St. James. I think most of the private schools will be out tomorrow. But I can definitely tell the roads are lighter in the morning this week. I mean, it's kind of quieter before the storm. But I got to go over to Atlanta tomorrow, and I don't look forward to that craziness. So.
Noise.
That's why I left Atlanta. That's why I left it. I grew up there, you know.
Well, so. Good luck, and be sure to carry your nunchucks.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night, okay? Take care.
You too. Well, I mean, it looks like we're kind of eating up time here. We got to check traffic once again because of the crazy roads. And then it'll be time for the Joey Clark Radio Hour. It's going to be one
biggest hour in all of radio.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but it is. It is.
I'll say it.
I can't do it alone, though.
I'll say I agree. It's the best hour on radio.
This is what I like, that gentleman. Doing it on another guy's show, too. Like, pumping myself up. Look at me. Anyway, we'll be back here in just a second, folks. It's going to be a fun show tonight.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on East Chase Parkway at Chantilly Parkway. Should have it out of the way in the next few minutes. 65 and 85, very busy. So is the Boulevard. Christmas, it's alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Guests coming for the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.